The Cardinals enter the conclave tomorrow afternoon, 4:30 our time. And they will gather. First, they're gathering in the Pauline Chapel at 4:15. And then, after some refreshments and light snacks, they're then going to head to the Sistine Chapel at 4:30. At that point, they will take the oath. All those not permitted to vote will leave. The doors will close. And that marks the start of the conclave. But for right now, as Pope Watch 2025 continues, and I guess we're your show of record for that, it is our Tuesday morning top 10, and straight from the home office there, which conclaves just for this very thing, to come up with your Tuesday top 10 and the writing staff.
Wow, that is fantastic solidarity.
Straight from the home office in Granbury, Texas, by way of Vatican. Ladies and gentlemen, in my right hand I hold tonight's top 10. It is our top 10 signs, because they say it's a wide open field, even though we're pulling for Pizza Bella. So hope that happens. Tuesday morning top 10, signs that your neighbor is actually vying to become the next pope. Could be anybody.
Cindy?
You know, back,
I thought it was Cindy.
When Francis got the vote, he was a dark horse candidate. Nobody knew anything about him. He was out of nowhere, a common man.
Yeah, but I think
could be your neighbor.
He was a man.
Could be your neighbor.
It increases the odds.
Tuesday morning, a top 10. I don't make the rules, kid. Tuesday, top 10 signs that your neighbor is vying to be the next pope. Thank you. And also with you.
Number 10.
Number 10, often, frequently stops on the way home at Costco to buy communal wafers in bulk. That's a good sign.
Number 9.
Number 9, constantly asks if you want to go out giant hat shopping.
Number 8.
I mean, it's probably on sale right now with the Kentucky Derby over.
Number 8.
Sign that your neighbor is vying to become the next pope. Well, his name is Danny, but for a while now he's asked you to call him John Paul Danny III.
Number 7.
Doesn't really roll off
your
the
reverence.
Tongue. Number 7. One night, short on money, so he just made the DoorDash delivery driver a saint. Just like that. Yeah.
Number 6.
It's worth its weight. A miracle.
Number 6, a sign your neighbor is vying to become the next pope, regularly offers to baptize you with a garden hose. Which, in a way,
will it flow?
It all comes back to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think that's how it's done in the church.
I don't make the rules, kid.
No.
Will it flow?
Straight up at 8 o'clock every Thursday on Hank.
Number 5.
Number 5, sign your neighbor is vying to become the next pope. Well, the bumper sticker on the back of his Corolla says, I'd rather be driving my Pope-mobile.
Ah. Number 4.
Number 4, he's been seen waving to squirrels from his balcony like they're a crowd in St. Peter's Square.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like Snow White.
Number 3, demands to end every single HOA meeting by billowing out white smoke at the end of it. That just
Number 2.
That's probably violating the HOA rules.
Number 2, yells at you to get off their lawn, but does so in Latin.
Hey, get off my lawn!
And then finally, the number 1.
Number 1.
Sign that your neighbor is vying to become the next pontiff in chief.
Number 1.
Well, I mean, he's always been pretty fly for a celibate guy.
Hey!
Thank you to the writing staff and also with you.
KB and Heather Lee.